Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. I'm actually on Main Street, Montevideo today. I ran into a special guest here. His name is Bill Pierce. And Bill is riding his bicycle from the Gulf of Mexico, I believe, to Winnipeg, Canada. And we are here at Talking Waters in Montevideo, right outside of Talking Waters Brewery. And Bill, thanks for coming on the air with us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been doing the past few months.
Well, I've had this idea for a long time, for about 10 years, of riding my bike north with spring and starting out in Mexico on the Gulf Coast of Texas and riding to Canada. And I know some people ride west to east across the U.S., yeah. And a few people ride up and down the coast. But I don't know anybody who's done it up the middle of the country. And so that was kind of my idea, was to follow spring north. Right. And that's what I'm doing.
Actually, last year I interviewed a bunch of guys that canoed from the Gulf Coast up to the Arctic Ocean using the Mississippi River, Minnesota wow. River, yep. And so now you're on your bike. You're not using the canoe.
No, I'm not indeed. The bike's good enough for me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about why are you doing this?
Because it's there. I've been a bicyclist for a long time, for 45 years. I've been a writer, among other things, mm-hmm. and it just seemed like this combining the two, riding the bike and following spring north and going slow enough and through little towns where I could slow down and dig a little deeper than somebody would who's driving and talk to people, and everybody and every place has a story to tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you're a writer, you're an author.
Yeah, I did newspaper and magazine work, it's been 35 years now, but among other things, yeah. That's one of the things I did.
Okay. Where are you originally from, Bill?
I grew up in Michigan. I was born in Detroit, grew up in a little town of 1,500 people, okay. About 110 miles west of Detroit, went to school in Michigan, and then lived in 10 different states in different times and places, and the last 14 years I've lived in Canada. I live in Burlington, Ontario, which is kind of near Niagara Falls.
Okay. On your website, I noticed that you biked across Europe. Tell us a little bit about that.
1985 and 86, I took a year off, and I went to Europe, and in 11 months, I rode almost 15,000 miles. Wow. I was a whole lot younger than I am now, and I could do pretty much whatever I wanted to do in terms of riding, and right. That was great fun.
A little hilly over there in Europe, more than the United States, would you say? Or?
I don't know anymore, but, I mean, there's certainly mountains. I crossed the Alps on a bike. I felt like Hannibal, although I crossed it in the other direction. But, crossing the Alps on the last day of October, it was snowing, but the snow wasn't sticking on the ground. But, yeah, I was kind of proud of myself crossing the Alps.
When did you leave the Gulf of Mexico, Bill?
I left Matamoros, Mexico. I wanted to spend one night in Mexico just to yep. say I'd been there.
Right.
And that was February 5th, and what's today? The 21st of April, so 2.5 months now.
Okay. So how do you schedule out your biking? How do you plan for something like this?
Well, I spent a lot of time researching. I retired from my job last September, and really, from September to February, other than the usual family things, I spent all of my time researching, looking at maps, figuring out what towns were in what places, and kind of coming up with a tentative schedule for okay. it.
How many miles do you usually bike a day?
Well, originally, I was going to walk this. I thought about it anyway. Spring moves north at an average of 19 miles a day. Now, averages are just numbers. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in a given year, in a given place, it doesn't mean very much. But that's a little less than 1 mile per hour. And I thought in the beginning, I can walk 19 miles a day. But all I'd be doing was walking, and there's not a town neatly spaced out there every 19 or 20 miles.
Right, right.
So the bike's a lot more sense because there are There have been a couple of places where it's been as much as 60 miles between places to stay.
So how long does it take you to bike 40 miles, 60 miles a day?
Well, I bike 40 miles today from Marshall, and actual time on the road was just about 4 hours. Okay. So I'm averaging about 10 miles an hour.
What are some of the difficulties you have faced since you left Mexico on your bike?
Hills and weather are probably the biggest two. I broke down once, but I mean, those things happen. I suppose the hills and the weather have been the biggest challenges.
I think if it was me, wind would be a big problem.
Well, the wind's there for sure, and I've ridden into some just awful wind. But you have to, the secret with the wind is to just put your mind somewhere else. Just think about anything else, and you can make it. You just slow way down. Sometimes your average gets down to like 4 miles an hour as fast as if you were walking. But it can be done.
Describe our listeners. Your bike's a little different. It looks like an ordinary bicycle. Describe your bike to us.
It's a recumbent bike, which is meaning, recumbent means sitting down. And so it's one of those bikes that they're a little longer. It's like, I tell people, it's like sitting in a lawn chair. Your legs are out in front of you. You're still pedaling. My steering is down next to my hands, so it's like sitting in a lawn chair, except you still have to pedal it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got your cell phone right in front of you there, stationed on your bike?
No, that's my GPS.
Okay.
I've got a GPS, and it keeps track of all sorts of things, altitude and how many feet I climb in a day and the temperature and all of these things.
I've noticed also when you come into towns, you like to learn the history of the town, and you write about it.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think every town's got something interesting, and people, you know, when I ask people what's here, often they want to talk about the history of the town, how it was founded and why it's here and what's happened over the years. So I've just kind of paid attention to what people have told me.
Right. I've read your blogging that you do. It's quite interesting.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm doing a book. It's called Riding in the Springtime. My website is ridingintospringtime.com, one word. Mm-hmm. And I've got the blog up there and photos I take. And I'm just kind of interested in gathering things like history and kind of sociology and stories that people have to tell. And I'm trying to kind of combine it all together and get a picture of what small towns in the middle of America are like in 2017.
Okay. And what have you found out about that?
Oh, overall, things are a little healthier than I thought and less polarized. I mean, we hear about people are polarized, and certainly they are politically, but I mean, I don't get a sense as I talk to people that it's like people are at total odds with their neighbors.
Right.
People still have to live together.
That's right, yeah. Well, we're in front of Talking Waters Brewery here on Main Street in Montevideo, talking with Bill Pierce. Bill is biking from Mexico to Canada. Where do you plan on ending up in Canada,
Bill? I'm going to finish in Winnipeg because it's the large city after I cross the border. And from there, I'm going to put the bike on the train and take it back home. If I rode back home, I'd have another almost 1,400 miles to ride. And after 2,300 miles total, that's probably enough riding to do, yeah.
We were just visiting with John Skoglin, one of the owners of Talking Waters Brewery here in Montevideo, and you were telling John you had a brewery at one time.
I didn't own a brewery, but I worked at a brewery. I've been a craft brewer for a couple of years in the early 2000s, and I like beer, and I'm a certified beer judge. Believe it or not, there is such a thing. And so when I get into a town, if there is a brewery there, that's one of the first places I go.
All right. Well, let me go inside, and I'll get you a beer.
That sounds really good. Thank you very much, Paul.
Right. And very nice meeting you. And for you listeners in our Q92 listen area, Bill is going to leave for Appleton tomorrow along Highway 7, I believe.
7 and 59. And a 59. Yeah. If anybody sees me out there, a weird guy on this recumbent bicycle pulling a trailer, it's me.
Okay. Thanks, Bill, for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Bill Pierce. biking again from Mexico to Canada, and go to his website, one word here, ridingintospringtime.com, and you'll catch all of Bill's story there.